Hello Fly Nation, welcome to the Freestyle Your Life podcast on episode number 181. Yes, life can be challenging and it is just in this very moment. And yeah, we, besides our personal challenges, live in challenging times, and we are surrounded by a blizzard of bad news, and that's why I stopped catching up on feeds, on the news, and trying to be informed all the time. I check it once when I come by, or I listen to the news in my car, but I'm not checking in with that all the time because that just sucks. And so many of the media is just made to keep you on alert, right? And that's not good for you, because then you're in a constant state of anxiety, because everything is terrible out there with the war and everything. No question about it, but you are... you have the responsibility for your life, and you decide what you are going to let in or not. So that is very important, and we have to navigate the unprecedented avalanche of economic hazards that we see with inflation, with upcoming recession, even if we are not already there, what I believe. But, we are facing a recessive market with labor and supply issues, and all of that is significantly constraining our ability to go on with life as usual, and often to drive a revenue. And That is a big problem. Of course, many people lost money in the stock market or lose their job, and other issues related still to the pandemic. And we need to identify where we personally could dig into to change the direction. That is what we need. And so this episode today is called how to change your present state. So this week grandma died, and of course I'm very sad about it, and we just had her birthday celebration with a lot of friends at the beginning of July. All people came together, and of course I'm sad that she now had to go, but at least she had a beautiful birthday with all people around. And we knew that would come to an end, because she died now at the age of 78, which is pretty old, right? And it is good for her to go, right? Because there were many health issues and disease and everything, and it was just not the life worthy to live. And she was dependent on help and couldn't walk and everything. And that is, of course, not the desired life. So for her, I hope she's in peace now and she's in heaven, and that's it. And for us still here, it is only about ourselves, right? If I feel miserable about her going home, so to say, these are thoughts that led to real sadness and and struggle within me. But if I focus on the positive side of it, that all her her struggle and her pain and her helplessness and if loneliness, of course, that all of that now came to an end and she really died peacefully and just could sleep in and didn't wake up again. That is, that is the luckiest death you can imagine, right? Because no illusion about that. We are all standing in line. So I have never heard or seen anybody getting off this path. Excuse me. Still my voice stumbling a bit, little bit, because that is, of course, emotionally high charge for me. But I decided to talk about it anyway with you. So we are all standing in line, right? No matter what. And some people have to go at young age, and some people are lucky to really live a life of so many years, 78 years. That's so much, right? In former times, our ancestors even didn't make it to half of it, right? And therefore, of course, didn't get all the diseases we have on the table right now, because they just didn't get that old in the first place. And so, yes, that was, of course, a shock. And there is grief and sadness around it. But it is still the best for her, right? And I have my stepfather, who is even 2 years older. No, pardon me, I changed the numbers in my head. I'm sorry. She just made 85 on the birthday celebration at the beginning of July. I'm sorry, I just changed the numbers here in my head for whatever reason. So she is 85 and my stepfather is 87, and he too wants to go since long, right? And I can fully feel it, I can fully understand it, because he lost his wife, he lost his daughter, he then got a girlfriend, he lost that girlfriend, and now he lost his dog, and he's fed up and just wants to go. And I can truly understand it, I feel it, and I would be the same in his shoes. So he has the heart attacks and everything, but still always in some way recovers, but obviously can't walk alone and all these things that come at high age. And the question is how to change your present state right now, right? And that is setting up a morning ritual that sets you up for success for the day. And that is, in my case, meditation. In meditation, you can put yourself into the future and experience as it would be. And that helps to train your body and nervous system to know how it feels once you're there. So just tune in and be with it, right? Feel it, taste it, watch it, hear it, whatever comes up. And this is a good way to quiet the monkey mind and your ego. And all that combined with breath work, the exercises I shared in previous episodes, help you to become present. The future envisioning helps you to experience your desired future now. So you will realize more and more what's right for you, and that's good enough. And by doing that, you influence your energetic field. Your aura changes, even if you don't use additional systems and programs like the Healy and whatever we provide here. You are able to step into a new archetype and transform your reality. But the bottom line is that we need to accept what is. And in my case, yes, that is the death of her. And but I can determine the thoughts and the way I look at it, right? So rather I look at the problem and she's gone and the loneliness and the sadness and everything, or I feel grateful for her being in peace now. And we all can be assured that this is the way it was supposed to be. Otherwise, it wouldn't be, right? And if I take it as another learning session in my life's hero's journey, I can come to peace with it much easier. I explained that already last year, last summer, when my life partner died. Because, yes, there is grief, definitely. And we have to transform that grief, not to stick it into our system. And we can do a lot about it. And EFT, so Emotional Freedom Technique, is a great way to work and process grief. Because what I know for sure is that dirty bombs are always lurking in the field of your subconscious mind. And if we don't stop them right away, and one of the easiest and quickest way is once you realize a thought you don't want to think and experience the outcome of it, is saying just in the moment when the thought comes up, thanks for sharing, delete, right? So that thought just passes by and will not go into your system. So that is the easiest way, and it's done like that. And you could do it anywhere and everywhere you are. Without doing any exercise or any time consuming things, or in a conference or wherever, you can always once the thought comes up and you don't want to experience the outcome, say thanks for sharing, delete, and the thought is immediately gone. That is a interrupting pattern, so you won't get into self-sabotage and procrastinate and anxiety and everything. And the other thing is to change your state, right? To do the opposite, for example. And once you practice that a little bit, just doing things differently, like if you brush your teeth with the right hand, change it. Do it with the left hand, and you will experience that so many things change once you get out of the patterns you are in. That is the easiest way, and don't forget, always see the good side of the things. And yes, even if I miss grandma a lot and she's not around, I am happy for her to be in heaven and home and together with her husband who died years ago, and in peace. And once you concentrate yourself on that, the sadness about her leaving is at a total normal level. I'm still sad, of course, but it is not spiraling in my head, right? And I know she's in a good place now. I know she is with her husband. I know she is at peace, and I'm grateful for her to experience that stillness now. And that's what I concentrate on, and that makes me feeling a lot better. So that is how to really change your present state, by changing the way you look at it, and you can do the same. Okay, that's it for today. I wish you a lovely weekend and break free, and talk to you next week. Bye.